Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, my God. Naughty Chucky Boy's back.
Hello, Telly.
Also known as Nick Kelly.
Hello.
MP3.
I heard you last night doing more gear about my Instagram handle.
You know why, babe? Because last week you brought up the fact that I mentioned your Instagram handle.
Yeah.
And you got zero new followers.
Yeah.
And I thought the power of the chat field was bigger than that. So I was trying to push it one more time to see if you got any followers from me.
So you know how we did it a second time while I was doing the show with you last week?
Yeah.
That resulted in a grand total of, I think, 3 new followers after the complaints about the lack of new followers.
3 wise people.
And then
last
night's not a soul. So I'm starting to question your influence, mate.
Okay, everyone, if you're listening to this, go and follow nickkelly.ep. You know what? They're confused about the C and the K.
No, they're not. They just don't see anything worth following there, do they? Let's be realistic.
I think you're hilarious, you know, in your own tricky way.
In my own. So that is the biggest insult you could possibly throw at someone. You're funny in your own way. You're cute, not in a traditional way.
Non-conventional.
My God.
Oh, babe, good to have you back. I'm super excited for tonight's show. We've only got you for an hour because busy Chucky Boy being funny in my own way.
Lots of funnies to go and make.
Heaps of jokes to make around the Central Coast.
Do you know I just came from a DJ gig? I just DJed at a Grilled.
Hang on, what?
It's a whole conversation. I just DJed at a Grilled
for
about 45
darling.
Minutes. It was great fun.
My God. Well, babe, very exciting show. We have a huge development in our, I guess you're kind of involved. I'll let you come to the awards ceremony if we get nominated for the ACRAs. So our radio awards, we've got a huge, huge development in one of the categories. And I'm so excited, babe.
Sorry, if my name's not on like multiple of those awards for the effort that I put in last week in this, I'll be very disappointed.
You know what? That's actually pretty fair.
Hopefully
we get as many nominations
Thank
as we've got
you.
Followers.
I think it's plausible. It's plausible.
It's plausible.
That is going to be great fun. Look, the reason that Abby is telling you what's coming up, I mean, it's her show. I also don't have a sheet in front of me. I have no idea what we're doing. I'm completely flying blind right now, which I love.
I know what we're doing. Oh, hey, huge show, Abs. We're going to also, you're going to have a rage and karaoke game. Look,
right.
I think that's what's happening. But you know what?
Yeah.
Whatever happens, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will.
Hot Nights Podcast.
All we're gonna do is win, 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 no matter what. Got ACRAs on our mind, can never get enough. And every time we step up on the stage, everybody's hands go up.
Where do they go?
They up, babe. They're up, up, up. Just like my career and our ratings. That's it, baby. So, everyone here is Desperado, Dave Cameron, for an ACRA, which is an Australian Commercial Radio Award. Last year, a bizarre thing happened. I think it was borderline a phenomena where I wasn't nominated for an award.
Yep.
They must have lost my submissions or something. I don't know.
I've personally never seen sort of the most sort of talked about newcomer of the year not be nominated for newcomer of the year.
No, what they did instead as a treat was they let me work for free for a day
and
present the award.
Yes. I love this.
For best newcomer. I'm going through every category that I can possibly enter, and including best sports commentator, best comedy segment, question mark, best entertainment. entertainment reporter.
Yep.
Things like that that usually I wouldn't be involved in. And a biggie that I actually think we have a shot at is best engineering something.
Okay, so you don't even know what the award's called to start with. What makes you think we have any in with best engineering excellence is what it's called?
Hell yeah, that's what it's called. So,
yeah.
Thank God it's not best memory excellence. So, because Sam Kavanagh, who is the head of Listener, content director, he used to be Hamish and Andy's radio producer.
I call him the inventor of Hamish and Andy.
He is the inventor of Hamish and Andy. But then I think Dave Cameron will be the father of Hamish and Andy. So
anyone who had anything to do with Hamish and Andy is still staking their claim on Hamish and Andy. Yeah, don't worry about
Hamish
that.
Hamish and Andy are like, but we are Hamish and or Andy. but even me, I go, my boss made Hamish and Andy.
Yeah.
So anyway. Oh, that's my point is, Sam Kavanagh had, they won an award because they basically Bluetoothed the show from the tall ship when they went from Victoria to Tasmania, and they Bluetoothed it to a helicopter and they flew the helicopter back to the mainland.
I remember this. Because to get a show on the air from, even if you go and do like an outside broadcast at a park or something, that's a technical feat. It takes a lot of wires, takes a lot of people. To do it from a boat on the high seas... That's engineering excellence.
So I've got an idea and I want to run it by someone. We got some information regarding the audio engineering, but we now have a real life scientist on the show and her name is Petra Stock. Hello, Petra.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, Petra. I'm so excited to ask you these questions because I'm concerned. I did not do science past year 10. I was more of like a social science girly. So I don't really know what's going on. Okay. So bear with me. Okay, great. So, Petra, you are the host of Science Explained on Listener. We love it.
Great pod.
And you also are a journalist with Cosmos Magazine, not to be confused with Cosmo, correct?
That is the first thing everyone says when they hear of Cosmo.
Great. To be fair, I did think my producer was mispronouncing Cosmo, and I was like, you mean Cosmo? She's like, Cosmos. And I was like, I think that's a typo here, but you know what's more impressive? Cosmos. So... you've got every qualification under the sun, and I need to ask you some questions. So I have this idea to basically, for an Engineering Excellence Award, I want to power my radio show, Hot Nights with Abby, from Bondi Beach on a bicycle.
Doable.
Is it possible?
It totally is. And...
okay, Petra, and what were your thoughts on it?
Well, since you're going for an Engineering Excellence Award, I thought you may like to know that the first person to build a pedal-powered radio was actually an Australian engineer, a guy called Alf Traeger, and he did that back in the 1920s.
Good start.
Oh, my God, Alf Traeger. I reckon we're distant relatives because the passion has come through my genes.
More like Alf Slager.
Alf Slager. Okay, so what would I need and how much pedaling do I have to do? Do I just need one bike to power the radio show if I'm just trying to transmit it back to the station? Or what's the situation? Because even though it's my award, I don't know what's going on.
Well, you're going to need a bicycle to start with.
Okay, tick. I got that.
You probably want to like sort of stand it somewhere because you don't want to be riding around Bondi.
No. Wouldn't mind it to try and visit all my roster. Just pop in while a song's played.
And what you're going to want is a little dynamo or generator that basically converts, you know, when you're spinning the wheel, converts that energy into electricity.
And is that kinetic energy?
Yeah, so kinetic or mechanical. See?
Look at it go. Look at it go.
Okay.
That's engineering excellence.
Sorry, ducks. Right. Sorry, ducks of science. Sorry, ducks of physics. Okay, so I need a generator, something that converts the thing and the bike.
Correct. And you're probably going to want to have a good breakfast beforehand because... mm. Sorry to say, but bicycle generators don't produce a lot of electricity, so you're going to be working really hard.
My question was, do I have to put it on the hardest setting or does it just have to go fast?
It's going to be pretty hard, is my guess.
Do we need multiple bikes with multiple people? Would that assist?
I think that would help.
Okay.
Some kids in the UK.
Sorry, Petra, give me the example because I'm concerned. Yep.
Some kids in the UK actually did this. They used two bikes, but obviously they had two friends riding their bikes while someone else was running the radio show. So two would be good.
That was kids, though. We're grown adults.
I'm an adult, and I work out 7 days a week. So, I've also got dancer's legs and dancer's calves, to be specific.
Yeah.
Which is my ex-boyfriend's favorite part of me. So, I feel like there's something in that. So, you think it's possible? What if I pre-spun before we got the show started for a couple of hours and just sat there and just let it go? Do you reckon I could power enough energy before the show to then kind of save it up? Is that how like that works?
Yeah, what you would be doing is storing that in a battery. So, you know, like you might store solar power from your roof in a battery, or you might charge up your battery on your laptop. I think that's a great idea because it might actually be pretty hard to talk while you're also riding the bike and trying to generate enough power.
Yeah, I'll be like Beyonce when her dad used to make her run and sing. That's what it'll be like, the true test of how good I am at radio.
Slightly
Petra,
less cruelty going
thank
on.
Thank you
that.
So much. So you think it's possible? Look, guys, we are going to try this tomorrow.
Are we doing this tomorrow?
We're doing this tomorrow, right? Yeah, we're
all
doing
right,
this tomorrow.
We're on tomorrow,
so,
and it's doable.
Petra, all I needed was your tick of approval. Thank you so much for your time. You are the host of Science Explained. It's HUH, everyone. Love the title. And a journalist with Cosmos magazine. Thank you so much, Petra Shock.
Hey, good luck.
Oh, Stock, not Shock. Sorry, Shock is me because I'm I'm doing electricity.
Electricity
Sorry,
stuff.
Confused.
Yeah, exactly. Good from you. All right, well, so tomorrow night we're doing this on the show. You're going to be at Bondi. We're going to be spinning. We're going to be getting the show to air, hopefully.
Babe, I'm so nervous/excited, and I hope all my crushes come and show me how much they care about me and get on the bike for me.
From the list you gave me over the 4 days we worked together last week, I don't know if 2 hours is going to be like long enough.
Hot Nights Podcast. Rage.
That's the f***ing issue.
What? I'm so angry all the time, and something set me over the edge the other day when I was walking to gym, and I understand that it was with good intentions, and I understand that it's a nice thing to do. I was walking along. Actually, I wasn't even walking. I was sitting there vulnerable. I was vulnerable and peaceful, trying to have a breather before going in to do a very hectic leg session at gym. I'm sitting there and a stranger comes up to me and she goes, oh, just letting you know, she touches me and she puts my bra tag back in, my sports bra tag back in, and she goes, oh, your tag was out. Why would I care? Why would I care? I am dripping in sweat. I'm in Bondi, walking around eating an acai bowl with dark purple lips right now. Teeth looking like I'm from the 1800s. I don't look great. Why would I care about my tag being out on my back on a new sports bra from Nike? I'm like, what does that have to do with you? Really almost swore just then. I really hate when people tell you your tag is white, your tag's out, and they say it as though you embarrass yourself, and they whisper to you, hey, your tag's out. Okay! Who cares? Why do you care that my tag's out? Are we shooting a TV show? Are we in a photo shoot? Is someone taking a photo of me? No, I'm sitting here peacefully watching the world go by with my Cocker Spaniel, trying to have a moment of peace on my Tuesday morning, and unfortunately, you've come to me, touched me without consent, all under the guise of pretending to care about my bloody tag. It's a new bra, okay? There are a few tags involved. Why would I want you to tell me that? It's similar to my anger around people, strangers saying, oh, you know, you've got something in your teeth. Actually, that's fine. Upon reflection, that's fine. The tag thing annoys me. I shouldn't. You know what? I was going in that road and I realized actually it's quite nice people to do that. The tag thing, I'm not embarrassed about the tag. Why are you embarrassed for me about my tag? Oh, your tag and your jeans is out. Why would I care? I haven't ironed a piece of clothing for literally 9 years. Why would I care about the tag being out? I'm in activewear, babe. Why would I care? And also, it's a weird superiority thing of like, oh, I caught you looking embarrassed and disheveled. Like, babe, it isn't 1841 anymore, despite my teeth looking like this from then.
Little scurvy girl.
Because of the acai bowl. It isn't. Why would, oh, you look unkempt. Yeah, I am. I'm stressed, I'm tired, and I'm about to go jump on a box and run on a move on a treadmill just so I can have some sort of mental health progression. And you're not helping!
Now, did that feel like mental health progression for you?
I feel feel really good about it. What do you think about tags?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you on whether tags matter, but... Do you ever think maybe they were just trying to be a good Samaritan? You know, just look out for you.
What's that saying? The path to hell was paved with good intentions.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So we have, you know, we're quite a young team, I would say. I've never worked in a younger team.
Like,
yeah, because. Yeah, we actually all are kids. I'm, you know, really young. I'm almost 28. You're same year as me.
Almost 28 me, even though it's true.
Yeah, I'm 27 and a half.
Yeah, 27 and 9 months.
27. Oh, yeah, we're so close together in age. Anyway, yeah. Boring chat. And then Kate is 30.
I'm 31. Am I grandma?
Is your microphone on?
No. Go on someone else's microphone, please. How old is Jared in the team?
How old I am. I'm 31. I just realised I'm the oldest in this room.
Which is crazy because you're very young to be EPing
your show. I look like I'm 12.
Yeah, you look like you're 12. Your skin's very good. We need to get the skincare routine.
My mum.
Oh, okay.
And water.
My mum and water. Wow. Whole holistic queen. But then we've also got Kira in the studio who's 23.
Yes, I'm the baby.
The baby. And then Jared, you're 24.
25.
Yes. Wow, elderly. So Leo would only like to go for Kira, no, DiCaprio, really, in this team. Sorry to all the rest of us.
A few more months on the roster, really. A
few months. But Jared found something on the web.
That shows how old you are.
He was surfing the net.
On the TikTok.
And Jared found something that the young kids understand that we may not. Isn't that right, young Jared?
Yeah, I did come across a bit of audio, that apparently only people under the age of 25 can hear, which I was extremely offended by I could not hear it.
Okay, so you couldn't hear it, but it's about, I guess, ear health.
Yeah. Essentially.
Me trying to mansplain their own segment to you. Also ear health. Okay. So it's a pitch, is it?
Yeah, so it's in kilohertz, I think. It's like a frequency. It's
what frequency is it? Because I know frequencies quite well.
God, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Nick.
I think it's like 14.7 kilohertz.
Okay, yep, I understand. Normally I can hear above 13.
Now, does anyone here have on their iPhone their hearing health enabled?
Oh, no.
What is that?
Oh,
no.
Wow, all of you. I mean, that's why, Jared. Maybe that's why. Maybe. Can you hear me? That's why.
Sorry, what?
Sorry. But so I have a little app going that it goes red if I have my AirPods too loud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine does that.
Yeah, because I'm fearful of losing my hearing because all I do is gig and come on radio and talk to myself.
My Apple Watch, it tells me when I'm in the car and my music's up too loud and I'm singing too loud. It's like the decibels have reached above 90. You need to tune it down.
Yeah, similar. You should do that, Jared.
See, I have a problem where I listen to everything on max volume. So I think that's probably why I'm struggling.
Yeah, the warning comes up, but you just ignore it and you just turn it up louder so you can hear it properly.
Dismiss.
So I ignored that until I saw some scientist on TikTok. I mean, they could have just been a random person. But someone on TikTok said that, you know, apparently our generation is going to have mass hearing issues because
I believe it.
All of us have had AirPods in or earpods, not to, you know, give anyone some free advertising, but it's mysterious earphones.
Just pods.
Pods since we were like in grade 10.
Oh, literally. Like my ears feel like they've molded around 10. AirPods at one point.
Oh, sorry, you're young. We get it. Okay.
Listen, I'm old. I don't even know what they are still. Does anyone else in the car, though, when a real banger comes on, you turn it up, like, I'll wait till the chorus and then I'll blare it. So my top number is 60. I'll kind of hang on 45 and 60. That chorus I'm like 60. So it's like, it's balanced.
You sound like a promotion for the radio station going, you know when that perfect song comes on in the car and you just turn it up to 11?
Oh my God, crank it. Okay, so we all have pretty bad hearing health.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just presumptive.
Except for Kira, who's 4.5 months old. So 16, well, 18 weeks. So let's play this sound, Jared. Oh, Nick, we have it there, don't we?
Yeah, I got it. Got it. Ready?
And we have to say if we can hear it.
All right. We're not going off air, okay? We're not off air. If you can't hear it, you just can't hear it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Only people under the age of 25 can hear this sound. Listen.
I can hear it.
I can hear it.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Jared?
Yeah.
Jared!
Oh, what's the point?
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time to get those singing voices out. It's time for Hot Nights Karaoke.
Okay, so Nick, you made it through karaoke last week.
No, I actually think karaoke was the moment that we bonded last week when you did ABBA and got every single word of Mamma Mia correct.
Yeah, and you know what? I spent the whole next day listening to ABBA because I was like, fun times with my new friend Nick. And I was like, oh, that was so fun last night.
It was very funny. And I think it set the precedent for what we then did on Thursday, which is just play every song that you wanted to play and sing along to all of those for 2 hours.
It was really fun and really self-indulgent and I loved it. So basically I hear the backing track of a song, the karaoke track, and I've got to sing along and get enough words right that Nick reckons it's okay. It doesn't have to be all the words because that's a bit extreme. And the thing is we have prizes to give away and the cupboard's full. So we're like, we better give you something.
Everything must go.
But if I really stuff it up, then unfortunately nothing for you. Unless the vibes are on. You know, Crazy Frog last week, you were just like, the vibes are on.
You unfortunately took on the persona of that small rodent with a tiny little penis at the bottom way too well. It was really upsetting.
It was really scary.
Let's go to our first person who Abby's going to be playing for tonight. Welcome to Hot Nights, Taylor.
Hi, how are you going?
Hi, Taylor. Do you believe in me?
I do.
Then let's do it, Taylor.
Good sign.
I really need to wee. Every time we do this, I need to wee because I get so scared.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm going to stand up. Sorry.
We leave off where Crazy Frog took us last week and we arrive at the following.
What is this?
Here we go!
What is this?
Get ready!
What is this?
Here we go! Go!
Baby shark! Baby shark! Baby shark! Baby shark! Baby shark! Baby shark!
There are more sharks in the family.
Daddy shark, mommy shark, mommy shark.
Who's the other one?
I didn't have a dad, so sister shark, sister shark, grandma shark.
That's right.
Didn't have a grandma shark.
What are we?
Grandma shark.
What do you think, Taylor? That was the most horrific thing I've ever had to go through. What do you think?
I didn't have a dad, so I didn't know that the dads were in families.
I mean, look, I think she did pretty well, but I don't even have children, and that song is engraved in my brain so hard.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't have children either, but the issue is it's triggering for me because I don't have a dad, so thanks for that, Nick.
Okay.
I don't choose the songs.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
That is, of course, Baby Shark by, I believe, Pink Fong is the name of the artist.
You know what? Do we reckon that that Taylor wins?
Yeah, 100%.
Great, Taylor, you get it.
You got all of the family members out there eventually.
Babe, I need you to tell me the name of the song and the artist because I need some sort of help sometimes.
See, I don't know how much I'm meant to give you. This is the thing, and now it's flashing up in yellow saying I need to do that.
To me. Give it
right.
All to
Right. Playing next for Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, doll.
Hey, all right. Katie. Do you believe in me, Katie?
I'm good.
Yeah, good.
Sorry?
Cool. Do you believe in me, Katie?
Yes, I believe in you.
Okay, good.
That's really hot. Let's do it.
Okay. Next song is Miley Cyrus, See You Again.
Oh, my God.
Ready? Huh. I think this kicks in pretty quick. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I got my sights set on you and I'm ready to aim.
Good.
I have a heart that will never be tamed. I knew knew you were something special.
Good.
When you said my name.
All right, bring it home.
Yeah?
Yep, good.
Now I can't wait to see you again.
All right, we go deeper into the jungle with this verse. And 3, 2, 1.
I got a way of knowing when something is right.
Yep, good, good, good. You are right.
I feel like I'm first to know you.
Yep.
In another life.
Cosmic.
I felt this deep connection when you looked in my eyes.
And wait.
And I can't wait to see you again. 5, 6, 7, 8. The last time I freaked out, I just kept looking down. I just started when you see what I'm thinking about. Felt like I couldn't breathe. You asked what's wrong with me. My best friend Leslie said, oh, she's just being Miley.
Yep.
The next time we hang out, I will redeem myself. And I can't rest till then. Ooh, 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 I can't wait to see you again.
That's how we like to do it.
Babe. Babe, I could have kept going forever, Katie. Hell yeah. Boom,
boom, boom. Word perfect, Katie. Prize for you coming your way.
Hell
well
yeah,
done.
Katie.
Good stuff. Ebony.
Ebony, how you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great, babe. Are you confident after me smashing that Miley Cyrus song?
Very confident.
I'm nervous because usually I get two easy ones and one hard one. So let's go.
Oh yeah.
Or was Baby Shark the hard one? Who knows?
No, I think possibly, yeah, no one just told me to play it last. I think this is potentially going to be the hardest one though, or you'll know every single word to it straight away. It was in a movie and I can't remember what movie.
I don't watch movies.
Good. Bonnie Tyler. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Looking around the room. Okay, ready?
Oh, is that?
Yep. Okay.
Turn around. Every time I turn around, my neck hurts. Turn around. Bright eyes, baby.
Nope.
Turning around. Step all change. Turn around. Bright eyes. And I'm gonna turn, and I'm gonna feel good. Turn around,
good.
I don't
change.
Know where are we up to. give me a hint.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every time I'm gonna fall apart.
Good, on track.
Turn around, bright eyes. Every now and then I need you more than that. I need you more than ever.
Nah, I'm calling it. I'm absolutely calling
good.
It.
It's not good, Ebony. It's not good.
Ebony, I'll throw you a prize
it's
anyway.
It's not good. It's not good, Ebony. It's a sympathy prize because you have to ensure my voice just then. The nodules need some lubrication.
Every time
I'm
turn
sorry,
around,
Ebony.
My neck hurts.
What? I don't know.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Sorry, I love Kings of Leon. Side note, fun fact about me.
Have you ever seen them perform?
I have once. And my alarm when I was all throughout grade 12 was King of the Rodeo. Have you heard it?
No.
I think it is the best alarm song ever, and I'm so sorry, but I have to play it to you.
Are you going
to
play it out of your phone despite having a multi-million dollar system in front of you? Okay. Oh, I love this song. This is one of my favourites.
This is a banger. Anyway.
They are the kings of, like,
he
underground.
He saw the cutie.
Yes.
They are shaving and I'm on it.
Keep going, because I now want to go on
Standing
Kings of Leon.
Standing on the pigeon toe, and here's his red. It's a banger.
It's a belter. Other such, like, smashes that didn't even get a moment in the sun include such songs as Revelry.
Well, not so long. She's verging out the flavor. She's 17, but I don't want him plump. Forgot it. My teeth are cold. I'm burning up. It's, babe, I could for hours.
What about Manhattan? Hey. Can I do my cover version of Revelry quickly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
Ready? Oh no! Wait, I screwed it up. One more time. It's really funny. Ready?
Okay.
All the while I was dreaming of Gretel Khalid. Gear.
But no, big brother. Fine show, babe. Thanks for coming back and dealing with me.
So not home. Farewell.
I'll be saying adieu, adieu, adieu. To you and you and you, Slay. Are you coming back tomorrow?
I don't know. Probably.
Are they paying you enough for that?
Nope.
You
bye. Ask for
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-